Okay, thank you very much. Welcome to the Stadtfest Tübingen. You're Satoma?
Satoma.
Satoma.
Yeah.
What's that in English? Does have a name?
What does that mean?
Yeah, the word Satoma.
It's a Finnish Karelian word. It means something that happens by chance, like happenstance.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, now you're three musicians, one violinist. What are you playing? What's this instrument
called?
This
is octave mandolin.
Octave mandolin.
Big mandolin.
Uh-huh. Okay. So very, very big mandolin. And a clarinet and vocals.
Yep. Actually, we are a five-piece band, but here for the radio we play only as a trio. We also have a bass player and a drummer. We are standing over there.
Okay, but
listening.
For radio, three piece band is okay.
Yes.
And the kind of music you're playing, your style, is this traditional Karelian music or rather?
You know, it was kind of inspired by traditional music, because actually, like, this song is not folk music. It's kind of inspired. There are a lot of bands actually all over the world. You know, this genre is ethno music, world music, folk music. It's always kind of like, you know, kind of mingling and mix of that stuff as modern music, real folk traditions, ethno. And we compose a lot of stuff by ourselves. Arto composed a lot of stuff. I compose some of them. And we arrange everything together. And of course, what we do with bass guitar, drum set, Irish bouzouki, which is this one, octave mandolin. It's not. It couldn't be like Finnish or Karelian, like this northern east part Russian music. It couldn't be so. So we just kind of do what we want, inspired by this folk music.
Okay, so it's just any kind of music mingling into that. What you're doing?
Not every kind, of course, but. Of course, we were inspired mostly by Finnish and Karelian folk music, which could be like traditional waltzes and polkas from Finland, some really authentic and ancient melodies and rhythms from all over the northern part, east northern part of.
But with that, the bass and the drums that you didn't have with that song. Is it rather kind of folk rock, would you say? Like
sometimes it almost like that, yeah. So what we do, we're not trying to keep in one genre. Actually, it's not very patchy what we do, but actually it could be very different. Yeah, it's almost folk rock sometimes, you know. It depends on if we play in kindergarten, for example, we better play kind of more funny and nice pieces.
Yeah.
If we play kind of for stadium or for nightclub, of course we kind of more like heavy and dancey stuff.
And it's music to dance to as well.
Yeah.
And now we are for the first time in Tübingen, our sister city, which is great.
Yes.
Very good.
Welcome.
Yeah.
Okay, great.
Thank you.
When did you found about? How old are you as a band?
Band is 16 years old.
16 years,
yeah.
Really?
We started the band as a quartet, which there was parts of two different families. I play folk music with my friend Dima for many, many years.
Mm-hmm.
And my daughter, who is a violin player, she used to be in Satoma also in the beginning, and she played for many years. And so we had two kids playing violins, fiddles, and two adults, fathers, playing other stuff. So. And as a quartet, we played a few years, and later we added a drummer and a bass player. Unfortunately, my daughter is not in the band anymore, but...
Yeah, some better stuff to do, actually.
Yeah.
Okay. And how did you develop as a band? Is it very much the same thing that you did when you started right now? Or has there been change?
No, we have actually a big change, because we started as a folk band, as a band playing a very traditional
More traditional
style,
than,
yes.
than by now.
But later we started to create our own music. So I compose some tunes, and Vladislav also composes some tunes. And so our arrangements are sometimes going more to traditional side of music, but sometimes it goes more like folk rock sometimes. Mm.
Yes. And the topics that you're writing about, the themes of the texts you're writing is about what are you writing about?
We have many traditional lyrics from, for example, from Finnish Karelian epic Kalevala.
Okay.
And ancient tunes, ancient texts, mm-hmm. and also we add some ancient tunes too. I did a few lyrics by myself. So our title song of our latest CD we did is Vanha Tuttu. For example, it's a like an old friend. It's a song about internet addiction of people.
Okay, this is quite.
Some people spend so much time in social nets. Yeah, yeah. Actually, we too. So we did a song about this. So it's like a more modern lyric.
This is quite some way from the Kalevala, actually.
Yeah, it's a long way from Kalevala. Yes.
Texts from the Kalevala that you mentioned, could we imagine this is some kind of fantasy lyrics, or is it more some different from that?
You mean it's in Kalevala?
Yes.
Kalevala is an epic tradition. Uh-huh. It tells about creation of a world and about some
Karelian
great
Finnish
heroes
mythology.
Who use mythology texts. Mm. Yes.
Okay. You mentioned that you were playing in kindergartens and dance clubs and such.
Yeah.
What are the places that you usually play?
You mean with our band?
Yes. Where are you invited to? Where are you going to play?
Like just for example, for today actually, we played on the main square on Marketplatz.
Yes.
So it was this venue. Mm? Just now we played on the opening of one exhibition. We played. Again, just three of us. Mm. Before we played five, like on the big concert, was opening on the gallery. And we had some, especially touring in USA. We had a lot of school concerts, which is very good. Mm. It's really like entertains students, and also it's like a big good lesson. I would say this 1 hour concert. We played a lot on festivals, like folk festivals, like. World music festivals and could be anything. Kindergartens, just few concerts, I would say. Sometimes we played in hospitals, actually. Was few times, and it's absolutely okay. It's fine. I mean, it's good, I think. And it's I think it's very important for us that we are rather flexible with our repertoire, our sound, our aims. So, I mean, the most regular thing for us, maybe, it's just... The most like suitable thing, it's like a big folk ethno world music festival.
Okay.
For example, in January we've been in a festival. This is a big ferry, like the 12 level ferry, which goes from Helsinki to now to Tallinn. Uh-huh. And this 24 hours, there are concerts, almost 24 hours. Yeah, it's called Folklandia. Mm. So there were venues constructed just on the, like inside of the ferry.
Mm. And the music that you play, would you say it is regarded like kind of pop music in Karelia? Like everyone likes it and knows it?
Not really. Of course, like music which is really popular, it's mainstream pop music, like what everyone knows. It's very popular in Russia, in Karelia, and in every area, actually. Mm. You know, like, of course, like what we have now. That everyone has, but we have some fans, of course. We have some supporters, but we're not mainstream in our region at all.
And there's some special kind of folk scene where you're playing, and that's especially into that kind of music.
It became more developed or less developed. It depends on because it was like a very big, huge moment on folk music in Scandinavia, and so in Karelia also. We're not part of Scandinavia, but we're kind of near. Mm. So we border with Norway, also in Finland, and the St. Petersburg area.
Okay.
From the south. So that's why we should play a bit more. Yeah? Okay. Yeah, so it's kind of that thing, but it's not like a very huge thing now. Nowadays, but it exists, of course.
Okay, but maybe we can make some
folk scene,
folk craze here in Tübingen. And say your name again.
My name is Arto.
Dimitri.
My name is Vladislav.
Okay, and the name of the band was?
Sattuma.
Okay, thanks very much.